Next case.
That will be me. Good morning, sir. I'm the doctor.
The doctor? What kind of a preposterous sobriquet is that?
An ill-favoured thing, sir, but mine own. Now, as I was explaining to these officers, there's been a misunderstanding.
Has there indeed? You stand before this court charged with, and I quote, leaving a blue box on a double yellow line on Holborn Viaduct, is that correct?
Well, yes. Well, you see, I was inside waiting while my friend Lucy went off to do some shopping. I'd have moved it the moment anybody needed the space, I always do.
I see. You make a habit of doing this, then.
When Lucy has the shopping bug, yes.
Miss Ohm, what is this box?
A 1960s police box, sir.
Is that so? And have your men checked inside it? Sergeant?
Sorry, my lad. I mean, sir, were you talking to me?
I was attempting to, yes. Have the police checked inside it?
Not at this time, sir, no.
Why not, Sergeant?
We had a problem affecting entry, sir.
And do you know why that should be, Doctor?
Trouble with the lock? Well, anyway, I've been waiting for her, Lucy, that is, for over 2 hours. I was starting to worry.
I believe the sign clearly stated no waiting at any time.
Yes, I'm sorry about that, but then my instruments showed that there was a localized temporal shift in the region Lucy was heading for.
Instruments? A localized temporal shift?
In time. Quite extraordinary.
Oh, indeed. The very expression.
So, of course, I stepped outside to look for her, and that's when I was arrested by these officers.
Why are we bothering with this case? Miss Ulm, anything known about the suspect?
Nothing, sir.
A shame. Doctor.
Yes?
Don't interrupt.
Sorry.
Doctor, sometimes the police can be overzealous. That would appear to be the case here.
I completely understand. So, case dismissed?
I'm afraid not.
I now pronounce sentence. You will be taken from here at such a time as deemed convenient to a place of execution where you will hang from the neck until you are dead. And may the Lord have mercy upon your soul.
For a parking offence? This is the 17th century. I'm in the dock of the Old Bailey. Well, the Young Bailey, more like it.
Well, have you nothing to say, you impudent rogue?
Must be another temporal shift.
Gentlemen of the jury, take note of the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?